Welcome. If you are listening to this recording, then you or someone you know must want you to experience erotic regression. This recording is for adults only. If you are a minor, please stop this recording and go elsewhere. This recording is for entertainment purposes only. I cannot guarantee that you will go into trance as you listen to my words, but even if you aren't really going into trance, it is okay to pretend. You may find that while you are pretending to go into trance, you are able to easily enter into trance without even realizing it. Before we begin, make sure you are in a safe, comfortable place, free from distraction. I recommend a reclining position where you cannot roll or fall over during trance. If you have a cell phone nearby, make sure it is on silent if possible. If you need to drink water or do anything else to prepare yourself to listen to my words uninterrupted, pause the recording and do so now. I'll be here when you're ready. Are you ready to be hypnotized now? Good. Get into a comfortable position, with your legs uncrossed and your hands resting comfortably. A position where you can relax without having to move, except for those small adjustments you may make from time to time. Are you comfortable? Good. And now, I want you to just relax. Yes, relax. I want you to close your eyes and put yourself in a place where you feel ready to be hypnotized and enter into trance. And in this place, you are going to think about an object, the first object that comes to your mind. Doesn't matter what it is, imagine that object now, by itself. Are you thinking about your object? Can you say it out loud for me? Good. And as you think about your object, you find that you have a very special ability in this place. You have the ability to concentrate on this object very closely. Even now, you may begin to notice the details of your object, the sound that it makes, the way the light reflects off its surface, the way it feels. You can try to see how many details you can notice. How many details can you notice? Let's count them together. There's the way it sounds. That's one detail you can easily hold in your mind as you concentrate on the object. And then there's the outline of the object. You could easily recognize that outline even from a distance. It's easy to clearly hold the sound and the form of the object in your mind as you concentrate, because you are very good at concentrating here. And because you are so good at concentrating, you can even imagine a third detail, the way it feels when you reach out and touch it. Now, keeping all three details in your mind as you concentrate on the object, you can add a fourth detail because you are very good at concentrating on the object. You are very good at concentrating on all four details. Even if you find yourself getting a little closer, concentrating a little harder on the object to do so. And the harder you concentrate, the closer you can examine the object. And the closer you examine the object, the more that you notice that it's easy to let all your other thoughts slip away as you get closer and closer, concentrating on a sixth detail about the object now, letting every little detail fill your mind. And you may find that as you let every little detail of that object fill your mind, You can allow all your other thoughts to slip away one by one. And that's okay if you don't need them to concentrate. There are so many details to keep track of. One, two, three. So much to hold in mind at once. Four, five. And it's okay when some of those details, six, slip away as you get closer and closer, looking deeply, deeper and deeper, slipping away as you fall into the object, and as you let all of those details slip away, you can allow your mind to finally relax as you go through the object and down the path to trance. Yes, relax. Take a deep breath in and out, listening to the sound of my voice. It's okay to relax even more each time you breathe in and out, and go even deeper down the path to a nice relaxing trance. And when you feel as relaxed as you can be, you may realize that it's easy to listen to my words and let them guide you through a wonderful, relaxing experience in trance. And if you enjoy the suggestions that you hear while you are listening to my words, that's okay. You can carry them with you as long as you like, as long as it is safe to do so, knowing that they will not interrupt your daily activities or stop you from doing whatever you need to do as you go about your day. And if you only want to remember the suggestions while you're listening to my voice, that's okay too. You can just let them slip away after you leave, leaving behind a nice warm feeling, knowing that you enjoyed your time here with me, and you can come back anytime you want. Come back and listen to my words as they guide you through a wonderful, relaxing experience in trance. And here you are. And you know why you are here, don't you? Yes. You are here because you are a special little one with special little needs. Daddy understands those needs. Daddy knows that it's not easy to need to be little. You can't always let your little self out to play. You may live or work with people who don't understand those needs. Even when you are not working or at home, the people you are with may not understand or accept that you are just little. But it's okay if you want to be little here. Daddy doesn't mind. Anytime you are here with me, listening to this file, it means that you have chosen to be here. That you have chosen to set aside time in a safe, comfortable place where you will not be interrupted. And because you are in a safe, comfortable place, you know that it's okay to be little here. Because when you are here with me, listening to this file, you know that it's time to be little. And when you hear me say, it's time to be little, you will find it easy to remember that you are little. Whenever you are here with me, and you hear me say, it's time to be little, you will remember how easy it is to be little and enjoy all those little feelings that you love. All you have to do is listen to my voice, and you can return again and again, and you will find it easier and easier to go into trance and listen to my words. Listening to my words and going into trance is like riding a bicycle or any other skill. The more you do it, the easier it becomes, and the easier it becomes, the more you can do it again and again, returning to a nice, relaxing state of trance where you can be your little self and enjoy all those little feelings that you love. You love being little, and you love to visit Daddy. And while you are thinking about how much you love being little, you may not have even noticed that you are going even further down the path that will take you where you want to go, the path to Daddy's house. Dressed in whatever you wear during your regular day, when you have to be big, whatever you are comfortable wearing as you go down the path. It isn't long before you see the house in sight. I wonder how you feel as you approach the house. Maybe you are excited, maybe even a little bit nervous as you approach the front door. You have been waiting a long time to come here and be taken care of by Daddy. Now, when you are ready, I'd like you to go up to that door and knock 3 times, just like that. 1, 2, 3. The door opens, and here I am to greet you. Hello, little one. It's so good to finally see you. I can see that meeting Daddy is already beginning to give you those little feelings you love. I let you come inside and take off your shoes, and I close the door behind you. Now nobody can see you here. It's just you and me. And you know it's okay to be little here with Daddy, don't you? And you know that you can come here whenever you like, and as many times as you like. And each time you do, it will be easier for you to relax, easier to let all the other thoughts of the day slip away as you go into trance, because it's time to be little. That's right, it's time to be little, little one. And you know that little one shouldn't be wearing grown-up clothes, don't you? No, those grown-up clothes won't do at all. On the count of 3, I would like you to take off all your grown-up clothes, sweetie. On the count of 3, you can sit up and take them off, remaining in trance, and lie back down when you are done. Or you can just lie back and imagine taking them off. It's up to you. And as you remove each item of grown-up clothing, it wouldn't be surprising if you felt even more little. Can you take off all your adult clothes on the count of 3 for Daddy? Daddy can help you do it if you feel too little to do it yourself, or if you still feel big enough, I can let you try to do it on your own. Okay now, little one, on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. That's right. Let's take off anything on your head or around your neck. Any top you are wearing, any pants, shirt. shorts or leggings or anything else around your waist. Yes, even those underpants, little one. You don't need those here. And finally, anything on your feet. Good. You watch as I pick up a big pair of scissors and cut up your adult clothes one by one. No more adult shirts, no more tops or pants, no more underpants, no more socks. You watch as I cut up all your adult clothes and throw all the pieces into a big trash bag. And you know that's okay, because you don't have to wear these adult clothes here. You don't need your adult clothes, because it's time to be little. That's right, you are little. And you know what happens to naughty little ones who try to play dress up with daddy's clothes. That's right, little one. I'm going to have to give you a spanking for trying to act older than you are. Because you know better than to try and play grown-up. You're not fooling anyone, little one. And no matter how big you look out there in the real world, everybody knows you are just a little baby. I'm going to give you 10 spanks for trying to be big. I'll start out softly, getting stronger and stronger as we count to 10. I lead you over to the couch and lay you across my lap. Let's take a deep breath. In and out. Good. Now count it out with me. One. Just a light smack, enough to remind you, no matter how big you seem outside, in here you're just a little baby that daddy can pick up, carry, or put over his lap whenever he needs to. Two, a little firmer now, feeling yourself go limp in my lap, beginning to warm up your bottom. You may even be feeling a pleasant little tingle back there. Four. And that pleasant tingle and the sharp feeling of my hand coming down on your bottom is growing stronger now. Five. Even stronger now. You may find yourself beginning to fidget and squirm, but you know that no matter how you struggle, you can't get away from daddy's hands. Six, even stronger. I'm spanking the adult right out of you. Seven, so intense. It may be getting hard to tell the difference between the feeling of my hands and that nice feeling you have down below. Eight, at maximum intensity now. All of those feelings building down below as you accept that this is what happens to naughty little ones who tried to play dress up with daddy's clothes. Nine. Nearly there, little one, as you feel those feelings down below building to a crescendo. And 10. An intense explosion down below as all those feelings are released, going limp in daddy's lap. And knowing you accept all that you hear, because you want to be a good little one for daddy. There we go. All done. Shh. Daddy's got you. It's okay to cry if you need to, but I know some part of you liked to be spanked. Some part of you needed to be spanked. Some part of you needed to be spanked, because it can be hard to accept that you are little. That's why there are bigs like Daddy who will remind you when you forget and try to act big, It's okay. Daddy's got you. I soothe your sore butt with some baby lotion, and I pick you up and carry you further into the house. Accepting who you are feels much better, doesn't it, little one? You're beginning to feel much better already. You feel me stop, and you look up, and all your tears are forgotten, because in front of you, you see the most wonderful nursery you have ever seen, just for you. I set you down and let you explore. There's a crib just in your size. A big comfortable chair, big enough for you and Daddy. You look and notice the smell, the colors, and all the objects in your favorite nursery that's just for you. But what you notice most of all is a big, padded changing table. And nearby, you can see stacks and stacks of the cutest, thickest diapers, all for you. I grab your hand and lead you over to the changing table. Upsy-daisy, setting you down onto the changing table. And you know what happens next, don't you, little one? That's right. You're going back into diapers where you belong. No grown-up clothes for you. That's right. From now on, you're going to be in thick diapers all the time. Take a moment to let that sink in as I lay you on your back and come around to the foot of the table. You feel your legs being lifted as I slide the diaper beneath your little bum, and you're gently lowered down onto the diaper. I hand you a teddy to play with while I rub oil all over your diaper area. You're beginning to smell like a baby already. Next comes the cool powder across your crotch and underneath your butt. And finally, I pull the thick, snug diaper up between your legs. And I secure it snugly around your waist. First one side, then the other. There we are. Look how cute you are in your diaper. Go ahead and take a moment to enjoy that diaper. You can look down at your diaper, reach down, feel it with your hand. You can even try to squeeze your legs together. That is, if the diaper will let you. You can hear the sound the diaper makes whenever you move. No matter what you notice most about your diaper, there is no denying that you are in a diaper. In a diaper where you should be, and where you want to be. What do you like most about your diapers? Maybe you enjoy the smell of a new diaper, or the baby powder, or the baby oil or baby oil gel that we use when diapering up little ones like you. Maybe you enjoy how cute it looks around your waist. I'll bet you like how it feels on you. And the fact that whatever you're feeling down there is from the diaper. Because a diaper is the only thing you're wearing right now. And maybe, if you concentrate, you'll also notice another feeling down there. When was the last time you went potty, little one? Did you get a chance to go pee-pee before coming here? Or is it that you have a tiny bladder because you're such a little baby. Silly kiddo. You didn't think you were going to be using my bathroom, did you? Oh, no, no. Bathrooms are for grown-ups. You'll be using your diaper for everything from now on. So stop squirming and just relax. Relax and use your diaper. Some older babies have a hard time going into their diapers because they are shy. Are you a little shy? Would you like Daddy to help? I sit you up, stick my hands under your armpits, and gently lower you to the floor again. Toddle after me, little one, over to the chair. I have just what you need. Here we are, a big bottle of warm milk. You are pulled up into the chair. Your head is in my lap. There we are. I hold the nipple of the bottle up to your mouth and pat your diapered bottom. Don't be shy, little one. Just open up and drink. That's right. This is a large bottle, and you feel your belly swelling up as it fills with sweet milk. But you don't dare stop sucking, because you want to be good for Daddy. And as you do, all that milk goes down, down, into your bladder, until you can feel the pressure on your bladder getting stronger and stronger. As your ability to hold on to your pee gets weaker and weaker. Almost done with the bottle there, sport. There we go. But we're not finished yet. Daddy has another big bottle for you. Open up. You are so full already. So full. That as you drink down even more milk, you may begin to feel the urge to pee growing even stronger. And you probably already know that you won't be able to hold it in for long, not for two whole bottles. No matter how you try, you can't stop it. You can feel the pee-pee coming now, the urge to go, getting stronger and stronger as you continue to drink. Your ability to hold in, getting weaker and weaker, filling you up until you finally let go of all that pee, flooding your diaper. Once it starts, you can't stop it. You pee so much, you're sure the diaper is going to leak all over, but it doesn't. And you feel the warmth surround your crotch and run down to your butt as the diaper swells and presses itself tighter to your skin. And you finish the bottle. What a good baby. You made peepees for Daddy. I hug you tight and pat your back until you burp. Aww. Are you blushing? Now, back to the changing table. You lie down, ready to get a change. I hand you the bear again and untape your diaper. I'm going to put a very fast-acting suppository in your bum, little one, to help you go potty in your diapers like a good baby. This suppository will make you use your diapers uncontrollably while you are here with Daddy. I apply the lube, insert the suppository deep into your rectum. and tape you back up. You're going to have to stay in these soggy diapers a little longer, little one. I want you to get comfortable using your diaper for everything, because potties are for grown-ups. Your belly is still distended from all that milk, and you seem to be wetting every few minutes as I pick you up and hold you in my lap, and I caress your tummy, giving you little tickles and telling you what a cute little sweetheart you are. After a while, you feel a gurgle in your tummy, and then a strong urge to poop. I rest my hand on you. Don't try to sit up, little one. Shh. Everything is going to be okay. You are wearing a diaper, and when you are wearing a diaper, you are expected to use that diaper for everything. No matter how much you beg to use the potty, you know what I am going to say. Bathrooms are for grown-ups. There's no way around it. You are going to be in diapers from now on, and you are going to use those diapers for everything, because that is what babies do. And soon enough, the rumble in your tummy is going to get stronger. The suppository works fast, and you already know that you can't fight it. You can't hold in your poop for long as the pressure in your bowels grows and grows. And every time you succeed in holding back a messy accident, a new, stronger wave of urgency hits you only moments later. But that's okay. Daddy's got you, little one. And before you know it, a loud fart escapes, along with a hot rush of poop. Again and again, you are racked by spasms as yet more poo runs out of your butt into the waiting diaper, mocking your attempts to control your bowels as the smell of it quickly fills the room. You are so embarrassed, so ashamed. You've never messed your pants before, certainly not in the presence of another person. What a babyish thing to do. Don't cry, little one. You can't help it. Messing your pants is just what babies do. There, there. Everything is all right. Are you all done, honey? Good baby. There we go. Don't worry. Daddy knows how to take care of his little ones when they have messy accidents. Let's get you all cleaned up. Wipe you off. Tape you into a nice, clean diaper. And toss the old one into the diaper pail. You feel a lot better once you're in a clean diaper. And now, I think it's time for baby to have a nap. You are all zipped up into your adorable onesie, and you are carried over to the big crib and laid down with your favorite plushie in a nice, clean diaper. It's been such a big day for my little one. You did so well. And if you enjoy the suggestions that you heard while listening to my words, you can carry them with you as long as you like, as long as it is safe to do so, knowing that they will not interrupt your daily activities or stop you from doing whatever you need to do as you go about your day. And if you only want to remember the suggestions while you are listening to my voice, that's okay too. you can just let them slip away as you leave trance, leaving you with a nice, warm feeling, knowing that you enjoyed your time here with me, and you can come back anytime you want. But now, it's time for you to go to sleep and leave the world of Daddy's house and dream of times when you are bigger and you can go about your day and do whatever you need to do. Or you can pause this recording and rest a little longer, enjoying the lingering feelings of your time at Daddy's house as you relax in your crib. On the count of five, you will awake from your nice relaxing trance, feeling alert and refreshed. One, beginning to regain your normal awareness. Two, becoming more aware of your body, lying in a relaxed position. Three, becoming more aware of your breathing and where you are. Four, feeling so good as you finally come back on five. All the way back, refreshed and alert, remembering all the fun you had with Daddy. I hope you enjoyed your time with me today, little one. I know I did. And I hope you come back to visit me soon so we can have more fun. Goodbye now.